All right, before we play the game, a slight programming note. You know, we are human here at the Wake Up Call. I know you don't think that we are. You think we're AI. You think that we are flawless, but we are not. And Cameron, good morning.
Good morning.
Cameron was our contestant yesterday on Are You Smarter Than Katie? Yeah. Jackpot was up to $180. And turns out...
yeah.
You won... Katie did not. So.
Yay, thank you.
Now, Cameron, to her credit, she did not let this go.
Right.
And you, did you call the, like.
She called our boss.
Mm-hmm. Did you call our boss?
I just found her phone number on the website and I called it.
Well, if you ever want to bother our boss, that number goes directly to him and we encourage it.
Right.
Sometimes if you just have a crazy thought that you just want to tell him.
Actually, please do that.
Do it all the time. Do it every day.
Yeah. And you know what? It wasn't a situation where it's like, oh my God, you guys are in trouble. It was more a situation like our boss was like, oh, you guys work here still.
Right.
So we do thank you for that because it kind of put us back on his radar. Other people were also calling in. I mean, ferociously trying to get us to give you the money on your behalf. And it's like, listen, we're already on it.
So Cameron, congratulations. You got $180 for defeating Katie yesterday in Are You Smarter Than Katie, okay?
Thank you.
We already have her information, right, Kevin?
I'll just call her back later.
We'll call you back later and get you your money, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, but now...
5 the end. She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I am not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
When we're wrong, we're wrong. But when we're right, we're
also wrong.
Are you smarter than Katie? That's right. That's exactly how we play the game. And now that the jackpot has been reset to $20, we shake it off. We find our caller 17 for today, which is you, Amio. What is their name, Kevin?
Emilio.
How do you think Emilio is spelled?
I love this.
A-M-M-I-L-O. Emilio.
Did everybody hear that?
Was that right?
No, it sounds like what you're trying to spell is Emilio.
Emilio, let them know.
That was right.
Right.
That was right?
Your name is spelled like that?
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right. Look at your guys' face.
Okay. Well, you know what you need to do? Not spell it like that for me. You need to spell it the normal way so that I know what to call him on the air. Emilio, 5 questions dealing with news and pop culture. Katie's leaving the studio. It's brought to you by Garden of Eatin' Restaurants. 3 locations, 1 in Auburn, 2 in Roseville. All delicious farm-to-fork food. Jackpot's $20, but we're here to have fun. You ready to play?
Yes.
Here we go. Question 1. The Devil Wears Prada is one of the most popular movies from the 2000s and has gone on to become a cult classic. Well, Disney announced they're making a sequel to it. It's unclear if Meryl Streep and Anne Hathaway will return, but the writer and director sure are. What country is Prada made in?
New York, United States.
All right. Question 2. Jay Johnston is a name that you don't know, but he has a face that you do. He's a comedic actor that's been on Arrested Development, Mr. Show, and Anchorman, to name just a few. He pleaded guilty yesterday to federal crimes for his actions on January 6th at the Capitol and faces 5 years in prison. In Anchorman, Ron Burgundy had 4 others on his news team. Name one of them.
Skip.
3 seconds. 3?
He says Skip.
Skip. Oh, Skip. Okay. Question 3. Will Taylor Swift help choose Joe Biden's replacement? Probably not. But there is a memo being circulated about a rushed presidential primary for the Democrats with no debates, but open forums hosted by cultural icons like Oprah and Taylor Swift. Who has more money, Oprah or Taylor Swift?
Oprah.
Question 4. A super scary and embarrassing statistic came out that states half of all American counties do not have a single practicing cardiologist. Most of these are rural counties where heart disease, high blood pressure, and diabetes is super prevalent. Yikes. How many chambers does the human heart have?
12.
And question five, actress and model Cara Delevingne has been in the spotlight for her drinking over the years, and she recently stated when it all started. She said she started drinking hard alcohol when she was only 8 years old. Holy cow. If she's 31 years old, what year did she start drinking?
2004.
All righty. Please go get Katie. And Emilio, where are we going?
Oh, nowhere.
You're just driving around for fun?
Yes.
Really? That's an interesting hobby. Are you like an Uber driver?
Are you trying to like put yourself to sleep like a baby?
Yeah.
What?
All right.
No, I'm an Uber driver.
You are an Uber driver. Okay. Oh, no. I see. Okay. What's the last interesting fare that you had?
Nothing and everything.
All right, Emilio, we love you. Okay. All right, here we go.
Emilio, you are so layered.
Question one, you ready?
Yeah.
All right, Devil Wears Prada. Do you like that movie?
Love.
Yeah, it went on to become a cult classic. Didn't do great in the box office, but it's a huge movie. Disney announced they're making a sequel.
Oh,
you're not happy about that?
I don't think the sequels ever turn out well.
Well, that's not always the case.
Really?
Yeah.
Like what?
Back to the Future 2. Godfather 2. Empire Strikes Back.
After so many years?
Sure. Why not?
Okay, what's a movie where it's been so many years?
Hocus Pocus 2 was spectacular.
You talked so much trash about
it. Did not go back and look at my review. I believe I gave it an A-.
I love
Hocus Pocus 2.
Maybe you were just worried it was going to be trash.
I was worried about it, yeah.
Okay.
What country is Prada made in?
Italia.
Yeah, I'll accept it. Italy. Question two. Jay Johnston. It's a name you don't know, but it's a face that you do. He's a comedic actor who was in Arrested Development, Mr. Show with Bob and David, and Anchorman, to name just a few. He pleaded guilty yesterday to federal crimes for his actions on January 6th at the Capitol. And the insurrectionist faces 5 years in prison.
Oopsie-doopsie.
Yeah. In Anchorman, Ron Burgundy had four others on his news team. Name just one of them.
Oh, Champ?
I'll accept it.
Oh,
Champ Kind, Brick Tamblyn, Brian Fantana, and Veronica Corningstone.
Amazing.
Question three. Some people are saying Taylor Swift could help choose Joe Biden's replacement.
Okay.
It's probably not true, but there is a memo that is being circulated around Congress about a rushed presidential primary with no debates, but open forums that would be hosted by different cultural icons like Oprah and Taylor Swift.
That sounds like a terrible idea.
Who has more money, Oprah or Taylor Swift?
It's got to be Oprah.
Yeah. She's got almost double the money.
She's had a lot more time to earn the money.
$3 billion is what Oprah has. Question four, a super scary, embarrassing statistic came out about America. Half of all of our counties do not have a single practicing cardiologist. Half.
Wow. That's especially considering heart disease is pretty high up there on ways people die.
And high blood pressure as well, especially in the counties, like rural counties, where they don't have a practicing cardiologist. How many chambers does the human heart have?
Four.
Four chambers. And question five, actress and model Cara Delevingne, who has been in the spotlight for what?
She's a beezy.
Oh, yeah. I think everybody knows that, right?
Okay.
Nobody really likes her.
No.
One of my favorite moments from Mark S. Allen was when he had a live on-air fight with her. It was amazing. It's on YouTube. Look it up.
Yep.
She stated that she started drinking hard alcohol when she was only 8 years old.
God.
Explains a lot. If she's 31 years old now, what year did she start drinking?
Oh, my God, Gavin. Okay.
Are you doing anything?
Well, I kind of wrote down 31.
All right. 2001.
I forgot what the question was.
I understand. Emilio, are you there?
Yes.
All right. Final score. You got one. Katie got four.
Did I get four?
Yeah, Katie wins. Yeah, wow. You missed the last one. You got everything else. Oprah, Champ, Italia, and four chambers in the human heart, Emilio, not 12.
Emilio, 12?
Yeah, that's what he said.
A lot of chambers.
It's all right. So, Emilio, what is it that you want to tell us?
Today, I'm not smarter than Katie.
No, you're not. But we love you for listening.
Just
thank you so much.
Nowhere.
I love it. We got to put yourself to sleep like a baby. Oh, boy.